It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Welcome back, Shauna.
Thank
Did you have a nice little jaunt out to Vancouver and Whistler?
I had just a delightful time, I've got to say.
We didn't talk about your trip at all on the air other than something that happened on the plane.
Yeah.
But you had a nice... I know you were skiing with your sister and your niece and nephew.
Yeah, I got to hang out and spend Easter with my niece and nephew, so it was great.
Nice.
Easter egg hunt, so we went skiing together, and my niece is three, and just ripping it on skis, so it was adorable, and... The weather was, it was like 60 degrees and sunshine, which you rarely get in Vancouver and Whistler, especially this time of year. So it was awesome.
It's great. Tough, too, when you live away from your family, especially when they're young like that, because they change probably every time you see them, right?
Totally.
Imagine they're like different people each time.
It is, yeah.
I know, even like when our kids were little, you know, people wouldn't see them for a while in the family, and they'll be like, are they still into, you know, Lightning McQueen? It's like, oh, no, that was months ago. It's something else now.
That was
right?
about
like,
seven trends ago.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's how quickly they change at that age.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Nice you got to spend some time out there.
Yeah.
We had a good show today. We don't have anything housekeeping-wise to talk about here.
No.
Other than the out-of-bed banger this morning was picked by our friend Sam Phelps from the station here, and it got a unanimously negative review. I thought it was a good song.
Yes.
People just didn't find it to be a banger. It was Paul McCartney and Wings' Arrow Through Me.
Yeah. It's a sexy one.
But people didn't feel that it was a banger.
Fine. It was a literal bang.
Yeah. Give it a spin. See for yourself.
Yep.
On today's show, we're going to talk about the rules for eloping. Drake's penis, a TV trope, the carbon tax protest that happened outside of Calgary yesterday. Which movie role we would like to play, given a choice. An etymology, a term that cracked us up, and we will get into what happened to Shauna on her flight to Vancouver after you're out of context club.
You're out of here! You're gone! That's it!
Boot it!
Boot it!
Boot it!
Get out of here!
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I'm thinking I may need to stay away from planes for a little while, Beckler, because I'm not having a good run these days. I just keep doing things and I spill things and I'm just embarrassing myself that this happened again. So I flew out Saturday morning and I get to the airport and of course I get a coffee, as many people do while you're waiting, right, in the terminal. So I get my extra large coffee and I'm bringing it and I have it on the plane with me. And I spilled the entire thing all over the guy beside me.
Oh, no.
Like, all over his pant leg and into his shoe.
Oh!
So...
Oh, how chapped was he?
He wasn't overly... Now, it's not entirely my fault.
I always wonder this when I see people getting on the plane with their coffees and their snacks. I'm like, that's going to end up on someone, and I would not be happy if that was me.
I do it all the time, and I've never done this before. But what happened was I had the coffee, and the first time he got out, I picked up the coffee because I had it in the... holder in front of me, the thing where you put all the magazines and stuff. So I kind of put it in there. So
again,
I had
not a great
and
spot.
So I took it out of there and let him through. And then when I came back, like, it was so evident, I was like, oh, he sees it. And there was still lots of room, so I left it in there. And then he walks by and he hits it and it goes all over him and his shoe. And so I see it and I grab it as quickly as I can. And at this point, it's too late. So he doesn't say anything. He doesn't freak out because people could have freaked out. He didn't. So I felt so awful. So I run to the back of the plane and I'm like, okay, I'll help. So I run to the bathroom and I open the bathroom and I'm ripping out all the paper towel because he needs a chunk of it, basically. And as I do that, I'm pulling all the paper towel out. The whole thing is kind of like spring loaded. And so as I started pulling it out, all of the paper towel exploded all over the floor.
Oh, no.
And I'm flailing then once again. And the flight attendants are getting ready to do their rounds and I'm blocking them as I'm now picking up paper towel from all over this tiny owl or this aisle where I can barely squeeze down my asses in someone's face. And
had to have that coffee, hey?
I was panicking. It was awful. So I run back to him and I give him all the paper towel. And then, of course, it's just insult to injury because he's sopping it up. And then he kind of glares at me every time he puts another mound of soaking wet paper towel into the thing just to... Oh, Beckler, it was awful.
Yeah, I would be pretty chapped if I were that guy.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't a long flight.
No, it was an hour. Right. Yep. And every minute of it, though, was just worse and worse as he was looking down. And
if you had done that at the start of like a 6-hour flight or something, holy man.
The entire plane, though, reeked of coffee and it was totally my fault. I was just like, this is all me. This is all
So
I think I'm going to consider train travel for a little bit here. I think I'm going to avoid the plane
just
altogether.
It's not going well just for me. You, hey? Just don't get the coffee. There's that.
It's not always coffee. There's something. It's always it's that, or I drop my water bottle on a woman's head, or I'm just not having a good run here. Okay, I booked the wrong flight. It's fine. It's fine.
You had the burper behind you, which you told us about.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah.
Trains, they're very attractive looking these days. The Beckler and
Shauna podcast. I had a leak in my utility sink at home, and I had to go pick up some plumber's tape, and I was thinking out loud. I was just kind of thinking to myself, and I was like, yeah, I can't forget plumbers. And I said it like that, kind of like as I was thinking.
Yeah.
And my youngest Brigham was like, plumber's bum? I was like, no.
Can't forget the plumber's bum.
Not plumber's bum. Bummer's tape, Brigham. Bummer's. I might have plumber's bum while I fix the sink, but that term is so funny.
Oh, I know.
Think about it for a second. Plumber's bum.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That a profession has a type of bum named after it?
That would be really unfortunate as a plumber. You know, that's the long-running joke that goes with it. I mean, I guess radio, it's the, you have a face for radio, which is also...
That's our version of that.
That's our version of that, but that is so funny. Plumber, do you get the plumber's crap? Yeah, sure do. Part of being a plumber.
Is that offensive to plumbers these days?
I don't know.
How do they feel about plumber's bum?
That's a good question. I think you should own it, right?
Yeah. They have the most plumber's bum.
Yeah. Like, it's deep. Look at my plumber's bum. It's like the rings of a tree. Every year you're a plumber, they grow longer. The bum just gets a little bit longer.
35 years experience. Full ass. Yep. Oh, man.
That's how you measure it up. How much experience do you have? Oh, look at the crack on that one. Wow, that is a very, very experienced plumber. Let's pick that one.
I feel like there's a new generation of plumbers, of younger plumbers, who are keeping their bums completely covered. You know, like they're not doing the plumbers.
Do you want to show that you have experience or not? Show your ass, okay?
Are there any other professions that have something similar other than the face for radio, like you mentioned? I was thinking of like a farmer's tan.
Yeah.
You know, you have a farmer's tan, which... Mm-hmm. Specific to farmers, but is there anything else like plumber's bummer? Is it just...
I mean, that's the best for sure. Like, I mean, it was like farmer's finger, I suppose. Like, you have a lack of one.
If you're missing a finger?
That tends to be a part of, that comes with the territory.
Yeah. But, a lot of like, farmers missing fingers.
There's lots of, like, carpal tunnel and stuff that comes along with different professions, right?
Yeah.
And that's fairly common.
Yeah.
I know hairdressers, like, will have carpal tunnel and that kind of stuff that comes along with that.
People who type a lot. I knew a mechanic who was always battling carpal tunnel, cranking wrenches.
Fiddler's ear.
Oh, yeah. Fiddler's ear.
Fiddler's ear.
You told me about that.
Yeah. You
explain it.
The one ear that's closest to the fiddle, you actually lose hearing in if you are a violinist or you, because it's so loud. It's right by your ear and it actually produces a fairly loud. So my mom,
she's got fiddler's ear.
She's got fiddler's ear. The other one is.
You should do a cover of the Tragically Hip's Fiddler's Green, but fiddler's ear. And you just sing it way too loud because you're.
This is also crazy.
You've lost hearing in that one ear.
But you have to keep one hand super, like, nails really short, right? And we've talked about this before too, but only one hand, because the hand that you use your fiddle or fiddling fingers with, you have to keep your nails super short. So my mom has one hand with super short nails and one with really long nails. It just looks crazy, but you need that.
It does look crazy.
Yeah. The other one you can grow out, and she wants the long nails, so she keeps those ones out and these ones don't.
Are there not some styles of guitar picking where you grow your nails out long?
Oh, maybe.
Do you use the fingernails to pick? Am I making that up?
I don't know.
Am I thinking of drug dealers and coke fingers?
I was about to say, coke fingers a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom's got five coke fingers, five non.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast. Etymology with Shauna.
I said the word nepotism the other day, and I was like, I wonder where that word comes from. That's kind of a weird word. So nepotism, for those who don't know, I mean, like, it's favoritism shown to relatives, essentially. That's what nepotism means,
yes.
Right?
Where does the nepo come from, though?
So the word nepotism comes from the Italian nepotismo, shockingly, which is from the Latin nepos, and nepos means nephew. So when you think about it, so the term started being used to refer to the Pope, believe it or not. The Pope would always give extra privilege to his nephew, and people obviously didn't think that was fair. But
do we know which Pope?
No, just started way back when with popes, I suppose.
Any Pope?
In general. But here's the other thing, is that nephew was often used, but most people feel that it was most likely his real son, but he would call nephew instead.
Oh.
So there'd be a lot of favoritism because it was an illegitimate son of his. And so he would definitely obviously give favoritism to his son, but call it a nephew because that was much more accepted.
Because the Pope couldn't have a son because he was supposed to be celibate and married to God.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it all began, is it started with very early, and this is in the 1300s, like way, way back when this started.
Wow.
And it all started with the Pope and his quote-unquote nephew, which was really his son.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, it also, it kind of makes sense when you think about the political power that the Pope had back then. Like, we don't really think of the Pope like that today.
No.
We think of the Pope primarily as a religious leader, right?
Like, yeah. And a lot
spiritual
of symbolism even
guidance.
Still, right?
Yeah.
But
it's all the pomp and circumstance of the church. But back then, like, the Pope had an army and, like, competed with kings and stuff, right?
Yeah. Very powerful. So.
And then the Pope's illegitimate son, his
nephew.
His nephew. My nephew.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he looks just like you, man.
No. It runs in the family.
My sister's son.
Strong lines.
That's an archaic term, too, hey?
My sister's son
is also a nephew.
Yeah.
Not
my sister's
kids, yours, man.
Nope, my nepo.
Etymology with Shauna.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
My wife McKenna was at the gym yesterday, and she said a woman in the change room asked to borrow a hair tie. And McKenna was like, "Oh, hang on, I think I have one." She's like, "I might have one of those like silky, scrunchy sort of things."
Oh yeah, yeah.
So she goes reaching through her bag, can't find it, and then she reaches into the pocket of her big jacket and pulls out. And hands to this woman, not a silky hair scrunchie, but a pair of panties. Because she had panties in there from a massage that she had been at earlier.
And was she seriously handing it over thinking
it was a scrunchie.
Oh, okay.
So she...
I mean, I was going to say, it's not a bad idea to use panties. But that's
panties
pretty funny.
A hair tie?
Yeah, you could. Out of desperation, I have considered it before.
I guess if it's the bum floss type of panties,
that's what I mean.
Like,
yeah, then it actually would work. I have considered that, but also was like the judgment that I would have. However, that's pretty funny.
That woman has panties in her hair.
She has panties, yeah.
Check your panties.
Yes, that's good. Thank you.
The woman just gave her a look like, why are you handing me your panties?
That's really funny.
Oh my God, sorry. I thought it was a silky scrunchie.
Hilariously, if somebody had handed me that, I probably would be like, oh, like, I would have considered it, being like, actually, that would work, again, if it was the bum floss type. Like, but that's gross.
You take it with both hands? Thank you. Thank you for your used panties.
Take these with me and treasure them.
Check your panties.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I don't know why or how I got thinking about this, Beckler, but if you could pick any role in a movie to be, any role at all, who would it be? Like, if you were to pick any role and it could be, you know, acted out, whether it's most fun or...
Okay, like a type of role or a specific character?
Could be either. I just kind of pick in your brain, whichever you think. Like, is there a certain role that you look at and you're like, that would be really fun to play? Or a type of character that you'd be like, that's what I would want to play if I was to be an actor? An actor.
I think it would be a lot of fun to do, like, an action movie.
I know. I was thinking about that too.
And especially if you actually got to participate in the stunts and stuff. Like when people say, you know, oh, Tom Cruise does all his own stunts, I'd be like, yeah, but wouldn't you want to?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess you're taking a job away from a stunt person. Which,
that doesn't matter though. That would be part of the fun, I think.
I think so too. Like, you don't want to be in your trailer when the fun stuff is happening?
Yeah.
No, man.
Honestly.
I want to be out there. I want to be part of that.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
There's a couple different angles I was thinking. Like another one, Johnny Depp, for example, in Pirates of the Caribbean. It just looks like he's having such a blast. I'm like, playing a crazy character like that also would be fun.
Yep. I wouldn't want to do anything where you have to be in hair and makeup for like 4 hours before you shoot. That sounds awful.
Nope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's definitely true.
So anything where they're like drastically altering your appearance like that, I wouldn't.
Yes. No.
I guess for the action films, like you have to be unbelievably disciplined with your... Like with your fitness leading up to it to be in a certain level of shape, right? And probably on steroids too, if we're being honest.
No.
So maybe that might be a pain in the ass because you have to live so clean leading up to it.
Yeah. Like Charlize Theron, for example, in Italian Job, because she was like a powerhouse and it was an action film, but she was just such a badass in that one that I was like, I would love to be. Or I was thinking, you know, Angelina Jolie in Mr. and Mrs. Smith as Jane Smith. Another one where she's like a powerhouse woman, but it's tons of action going on and does all the action scenes and stuff too.
That type of character.
That kind of thing, I think, would be.
You got to see some more recent movies, Shauna. The Italian Job gets a lot of mentions on this show.
It really does, and it's because it's the one that stuck with. I always wanted to be her in that show for the longest time. No one's been since then.
There haven't been any badass female characters since then?
Not in action films in that way, I don't think. Now it's more dynamic. We're rounded out. The females in films are powerhouses now, I find, but in a more well-rounded way than just straight action.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that's because you're trying to, you know, attest that women can do it too, and it's a good feminine way to be. But someone tell me one that's just as fun.
I wouldn't want to do anything either that involves a lot of green screen. Like, as fun as the superhero movies seem, I think so much that is shot on green screen.
That's true.
And I know, like, I think it was Ian McKellen in The Hobbit. They said he cried because he said, this isn't why I got into acting. Because he's against a green screen as opposed to, like, being on a set and, like, actually interacting with people instead of, like, stand-ins in green suits. And, like...
Although being a massive villain also might be fun. Like, just to be a real jerk of something, like a really dark, evil villain, you know?
Then you'd have to, like, turn it off as soon as the shot was done, because I wouldn't want to be that kind of person on set.
It's true. And that's the other thing, is if you are, you know, do too many of those roles, is like, is that what people are always going to think of? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not an actor, so.
An actor.
I'm not an actor.
You're not an actor.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Hello, hello. Hey, Beckler, Shauna, you guys are going off about Charlize Theron. What solidified me as her being complete badass is Atomic Blonde.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, another friend of the show said the same thing. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, dude, I went into that movie when it came out blind, never saw trailer or nothing, and it... Even talk about now, get goosey. I watch it. The soundtrack kicks ass, but she did all her still own stunts in that, too.
Okay. I've never seen that movie.
I've never seen that either. And now
you guys got to watch it.
I know. I'm going to now. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to, for sure.
Sounds like it's right up your alley, Shauna.
Yeah, how did I not watch that movie? Yeah, I don't watch a whole lot of movies.
That's not okay, since but like job. I said, that solidified me in my top five, like. Female actress just made her super hot, man.
Amazing. Okay.
She is super hot. Now she's like in her 50s now, isn't she?
Yeah, I know.
48? Yeah.
Holy hell.
Yeah, she is hot.
Yeah. She's done well for herself.
That's awesome.
What's your name?
Nick.
You and I really aren't the best people to talk about modern movies, though, are we, Shauna?
No, like,
we are not up to speed. Even, like, a lot of the big stars now, like, a lot of the who are considered to be the big box office draws, A-list celebrities, I'm like, I don't even know who that person is.
Well, it's crazy, because, I'll stream things, and so I'll stream, like, newer movies, although right now, I just started watching the new Fast and the Furious. Fast 10, which isn't that new. But
are you
caught up
on the franchise?
No. Oh. I put that one on because it had been so long, and I was like, okay, I need to see what's going on with Fast and the Furious right now. And, geez, it's different than I remember, for sure. Just
in what way?
Just obnoxious action. Like, it's just, exactly what you expect, but I'm like, holy crap, it's been a while since I've dealt with Fast and the Furious. So I watch that way, but the problem is, even if I do watch a movie like that, I watch it... And I have this thing where the minute I put something on, I start doing work on my phone. So I miss 90% of anything I do watch. I'm just bad with movies these days. Like,
yeah. I mean, if there is something you want to watch, you almost have to, like, leave your phone in the other room, right?
Yep. I'm thinking that I need to actually start going to the theaters just because of that reason, because I will not go on my phone. But I have this thing that it's such a habit now that the minute I put something on, I will go to reach my phone to do work. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
That's kind of the connection
muscle
my brain
memory.
Has now made. Yeah.
The last movie I saw in theaters was Dune. The first Dune, not the new Dune. So I want to go see the new Dune because apparently it's awesome.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of what else I've seen for, like, other than the ones that are released immediately on streaming. I'm trying to think of, like, what the last, like, big...
I haven't
Hollywood
been to a theater in ages. It's embarrassment. Like, it's awful.
I didn't see it in theaters, but I watched Oppenheimer not too long ago, and it was just phenomenal. Like, yeah, that's one awesome. Of the best, like, new films I've seen in a very long time.
Amazing.
But this is not the place you come for movie reviews.
Nope.
Sean and I are not up on it.
Nope.
Part of it, like you said, is just like finding time to get to the theater, you know? We prefer to watch movies at home. We want to get, like, a big speaker system and stuff because we watch so many movies.
Totally.
And you know what? If you lived in a Shane Holmes paired home, you could have, like, a full-on home theater.
Totally.
In a duplex.
Yep.
Without having to worry about rattling your neighbor's walls as well because they're built with next-level soundproofing. You could watch the bomb scene from Oppenheimer in Dolby Digital 5.1 and not disturb your neighbor. But learn more about Shane Holmes and their products at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
the better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
So we had the big carbon tax protest yesterday.
Yes.
Out at the intersection near Cochrane.
Mm-hmm.
And that coincided with several similar protests across the country. I don't know how many people were out at that one, but I saw a video. It looked like quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few vehicles.
Well, at one point they closed the highway and were diverting traffic on 22. So
for like half hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were supposed to keep a lane open, but it sounds like, I don't know, people were
wandering. Happened. Yeah.
It, like, they were right on the highway in the videos that I saw. It didn't look super safe.
Terrifying.
And inconvenient to people heading out that way for sure. Big Terry Fest too, Shauna.
Oh.
Based on the video, I saw Big Terry Fest.
Oh, good, good, yeah.
Terry of the Month nominee, perhaps,
nice.
For
okay.
April.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about this thing, the protest is, I agree with them on the carbon tax. The carbon tax has never made sense to me, and maybe I'm too dumb of a guy to get it, because it's been in place for years now.
Yeah, I always just clock it up to me being too dumb.
Yeah.
I don't understand it myself, but yeah.
I'm not the smartest guy with numbers and stuff, but I mean, the claims of how it works out doesn't really make sense to me. You know, we're told that most households get back more than they pay, yet it's necessary to disincentivize emissions,
right?
And that only big polluters will be taxed hard, yet somehow that doesn't compound at every level of the supply chain, and the costs definitely aren't being passed on to us. That's just corporate greed. That's not the costs compounding. And while it's not increasing the cost of living, Atlantic Canada's heating oil is also exempt. So how on earth can all of these things be true at the same time?
I know.
Like, it very much feels like someone's pissing on my leg and telling me it's raining, you know?
Yeah.
But
it's a good visual, by the way. Mm-hmm.
The problem is, when the tip of the spear opposing this is all the people out there blocking traffic with their F. Trudeau flags, it's difficult to get on board, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I never like when protests block traffic, regardless of the cause.
No. But that doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And I think, you know, I said a few weeks ago on the show that I think that if things continue to get more and more expensive, we are going to see some unrest in this country.
Yep. And it's begun, I think, yeah.
But when it's Terry out there waving his F. Trudeau flag and stepping into traffic, then it's so easy to just, you know, people who feel the same.
You have to do it in a smarter way is the thing.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
People who, you know, might view the carbon tax the same way that I do are going to look at that and say,
I don't want
are these my people, you know?
I know.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Have we talked about the TV trope of picking locks yet, Beckler?
I don't believe we have.
Because there are a ton of different tropes, in fact, involving this. Of course, you know, easily breaking into people's houses while picking the locks. That's one that always happens.
I think the closest we've been is talking about how easy passwords are to crack on movies
which
and TV
is also
shows.
A thing. Yeah. But also using fancy instruments and stethoscopes to hear what's happening inside of a fancy safe to solve the combination, right? And it's always the most expensive and supposed to be lock-proof safes that we can easily crack with a stethoscope. You just put it up to it and you have that skill. The fact that so many jail cells have a padlock still that you can just pick.
Like, you pick your way like out of jail.
Old, right? As if that's a normal thing. It's weird that there are all these that come along with movies and we just accept them.
So I hope
as
our
is.
Correction system is a little more robust than that.
Seriously.
You don't just need a bobby pin to pick your way out of jail. Have you ever seen the lock picking lawyer on YouTube?
No.
This guy is incredible. So he shows like how easy it is to get into so many different locks.
And
I think he mostly focuses on like bike locks.
Right.
And even the best bike locks he can get into.
Yeah.
But it takes him a little longer, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So there's that. I have a friend whose dad back in the 80s was a safe cracker.
No.
And I think like a less than legal safe cracker.
Okay.
So I got to ask him.
I was going to say, can we interview him?
I wonder.
Okay. So there are safe crackers. Yes. For career day. In case you want to be an illegal safe cracker. Interesting. So there are still people who do try and get like, so do these people get hired out then to crack safes?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. These are the questions we'd have to ask him.
Okay. So maybe it's not as much of a trope as I thought, because sometimes, I mean, the jail one though, come on now.
The jail one.
We don't have old school padlocks still where you could just take a little old school key and, you know, riddle around in there.
Maybe like in the Wild West, the county jail did.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, just like, you know, the jail at the sheriff's office.
Yep.
There was a kid in my elementary school who used to pick all the bike locks at recess and then scratch the combinations into the side of the school.
Wow.
So just in case he ever needed to steal a bike.
What's that kid up to these days? Do you
know? Good question. I don't know. I don't know where that guy went.
Yeah. Interesting.
But he was ready to steal anyone's bike if he needed to.
I mean, that is kind of a badass skill to have, but strange to scratch on the side of the school like that. Yeah.
Just because he wanted to remember the combinations, I guess.
Odd.
So, very odd.
Strange fellow.
And Shauna podcast.
On the weekend, we had some friends over for dinner, and the topic of Drake's wiener came up.
Oh, I haven't seen Drake's wiener.
No?
Is this the thing that most people have seen?
There was an apparent leak of these photos of Drake naked.
Okay.
And the girls were all abuzz. You can find the photos
on
the internet.
Into that. Yeah, I'm going to go find that right now.
If they're real, he's got quite a stovepipe on him. But,
I bet you he does.
You're going to Google it right now?
Yeah, why not?
On the work computer?
Okay. It's for work.
It's for work. I have to do this for work.
It's for work. Drake's wiener.
I'll get you a look at them there, but I put the word leak in quotations because I'm always quite suspicious that these celebrity photo leaks are orchestrated.
Yeah. Especially when it's it puts them in a positive light, right? You're always like, I'm sure that's a leak. I'm sure you didn't do this yourself.
Like, I always wonder that. It's like, maybe not the big data breach ones. Like, remember the Fappening from a few years ago?
Yeah.
Like that, I feel like that was a legitimate leak, right? Where somebody hacked in there. But
also, why can't, if Drake's wiener didn't pop off, what else do I try?
Drake's
Long John Silver?
Try Drake's piss missile and see what comes up if you search that.
Yeah, it was just pictures of him with actual hot dogs. That's not what I want. Anyway, I'll keep looking. Sorry.
That exists. Eh?
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't put it past some of these famous people to use a nude leak to like prime the media cycle for a project that they have coming up, right? Mm-hmm. To start getting people talking about them, and then they release something and it turns into more money.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, especially if it paints them in a real favorable light.
Totally. Like, it makes sense.
Does a team come in and like fluff Drake's bratwurst and get the lighting all right for
Drake's trouser cactus also did not result in any. Okay.
Keep trying.
I'm going to try. I will.
Try Drake's Richard Scarry and see if anything comes up.
Okay, I will.
My brother was telling me that he heard an interview with Lady Gaga's guitarist.
Yeah.
And this guy said he was shocked at how managed these celebrities and their images are.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave this example. He said they were meeting for lunch and she got photographed by a bunch of paparazzi as she was coming into lunch.
Yep.
And right when she sat down at the table, she started going through the paparazzi photos that had been sent to her immediately so that she could pick out the ones that she liked best. And he said it was so weird how this was just a part of her day. Like, it was just a part of her life.
I'm not shocked that. Yeah.
Yeah. The paparazzi is going to photograph you and then it's going to get sent to your management team and you'll have some say into which photos get posted. Like, it's all part of the same big machine, right?
Now that it's impossible not to be papped, I feel, but if you're a celebrity like this, so you have to play the game. I think that's part of it, right? If you're not going to play the game, then you might as well get out because you can't stop people from taking all these photos, right?
Like, well, they're going to use unflattering photos of you, so you might as well have a bit of control over it and use it to, you know, to your own promotional advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, there was a photo of Bieber naked on the internet too. He was staying at like some villa and he had come out on the balcony naked and someone out on the water took a photo of him.
Yeah.
And I was like, again, like someone as famous as Bieber knows that if you step outside naked, there's going to be people taking pictures. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was all part of the game.
No,
like,
I'm sure it is.
They were using that,
100%.
Using that to his advantage.
Yep. Drake's Doodle Dungeon, Hunker Don't, Steven Seagal, Antler Mount. None of those are popping up.
Keep trying.
I'll keep trying.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Beckler, do you know anybody who has eloped?
I got to think about that.
Because we've often talked about the potential of my boyfriend Cliff and I getting married. But honestly, the more I see friends plan weddings, the less I want to do it. Because no matter what, there always seems to be some sort of family drama with weddings. And I don't want that. But if we do want to get married, maybe eloping would be the way to do it, right? Because then you kind of skip past all the drama of the family and stuff, but you still get married.
So would you just sneak off and get married somewhere?
Well, this is what I'm wondering, because I know a few people who have eloped and then told the family afterward. And then the problem with that is that then the family still gets a bit upset, because then you're like, well, why wouldn't you have told us prior? And then you still go through the whole rigmarole of the family drama.
Right. And I could see, like, I don't know how your mom is with this stuff personally, but I could see as a parent being like, well, I only have two kids and I didn't get to be at
I know.
The wedding of one of them after.
Although I'm going to be honest,
them?
I'm now to be, I'm old enough that I think at this point, if I got married at all, they'd probably just be grateful that it happened, period. So, but I know there would be definitely, there'd be a little bit of bitterness to come. But again, that's kind of the point of eloping, right? Is that you just, you want to get married and then you can tell people after and you can have an informal party. Lots of people do it that way too. In fact, some people will have a party and that's when they reveal that they actually are already married, but then it's just the party part, right? But is there a right and a wrong way of eloping? Like, I don't know what you're supposed to do.
I mean, ultimately, it's your decision, right? The wedding is about you and your partner. It's not about everybody else, but...
And they always say that even when you're planning your own wedding. Yeah. Oh, it's about you and what you want. But then there's always the people who all want to put in their own say anyway.
Right.
And they don't agree with the way you've done it. And then the family drama's there.
And that's a nice ideal. But in practice, you probably are going to consider, like, you know, family traditions and that sort of thing.
Totally.
Like, it's going to factor into most people's decisions.
Yeah. And whereas eloping, maybe you... Too bad. If it's happened, it's happened, right? Also...
Too late. Already did it.
Too late. Do you, if you want to elope and you kind of know that in advance, do you get engaged still? Like, do you still go, or do you just kind of go straight for it and go, you know? Like, because if you know you're just going to go on a... But maybe some people like the idea of still being engaged even though you're eloping down the line. It's very confusing. Why is there so many questions?
I don't think there are any rules to this, Shauna.
You just go for it.
I think if you wanted to sneak away to Vegas this weekend and get married with Cliff, you could do it if you wanted to.
Perfect.
You might... have to be prepared for some of the fallout with your family when you come back if they were upset.
Right. What's worse, I wonder, you know, months of it with a wedding or just a couple days from eloping?
Like, do you rip the Band-Aid off?
Right. It's done. Too bad.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I'm loving this time of year because we can now just kick our kids outside if they start to drive us crazy.
Oh, yes.
We're at that time of year.
Go play outside. Like,
yeah, you guys out. You're outside dogs now.
Yep.
Out you go, you know? We've even started saying it like this, like as tension builds throughout the day and they start to like get at each, because they're on break right now, right?
Yep.
And they start to kind of get under each other's skin. They start to annoy us a bit. Mm. When it reaches a breaking point, we'll just be like, all right, booted. You guys are booted.
Yep.
You're gone. Booted.
Outside.
Yeah.
Go out there.
Booted.
I was thinking, I was actually with my sister on the weekend, and they're very lucky because in Vancouver, the weather remains mild all year long where they can actually be outside, even in the dead of winter. It's a damn cold, but we don't have the snow and the minus 40, so you can go get them out there.
Booting weather all year long,
right?
Isn't
Whereas
it?
Here, you can only boot at a certain point, right?
I want to start throwing them out like an umpire does to a
good.
Manager who's who said too much.
That's
you know?
A good idea.
I want to do the whole like, that's it.
Yeah.
That, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
just really demanding.
You're out of here!
You know when the when the umpire takes like three or four steps?
Yes. And then has that big pointing finger and like almost goes down onto one knee to kick you out. Yeah.
And the manager gets even angrier.
Yep.
You can't do that.
And then comes
right up in his face.
Especially after they're booted. That's my favorite because then the managers know they're already gone. So then they really go after him.
And they know they can say just a few more things before they get tossed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's going to get tossed here. That'll be the end of the manager. You're out of here! You're gone! That's it!
Boot it!
Boot it!
Boot it!
Get out of here!
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.